Okay, we're on to Daf Kuf Yud. It's today's Daf. Someone asked, how can I have so many Svarim for Gemara Bashedim? But hopefully we'll have some issues to talk about. We're going to start with at the top line of Daf Kuf Yud Amar Aleph. Just two or three notes on yesterday's, the end of yesterday, which Menachem started with you. That is, the Gemara had, how did the Gemara get into this? The whole issue of Zugos, pairs. The Gemara said, how we allowed, how the Rabbanan Misakein to have Dalet Kosos? Isn't there an idea that one is not allowed to have zugos? You can't drink two cups of wine. You can't, clean oneself in the bathroom two times, liyasat srachav, and other things you can't do twice. Isn't that something against zugos? So Gemara has different answers. Either Pesach is different, lal shimurim hu, so you don't have to worry about it on Pesach night. Rava said in the three lines from the bottom that a kosher bracha only works for your benefit, not for your detriment. So if once your kosher bracha is number two, so that it doesn't work as two, as if it's not there. But once you have three, then it works as number two, and therefore you have three, you have an odd number. It only works for your benefit. Or we said that each one is a separate mitzvah. So let's talk about those deos for a few minutes. First of all, the tzlach on the Gemara asks, why is the Gemara only bothered on Pesach night? Every Shabbos we have two kosos. We have the kos of Kiddush, and we have the kos of Berachas Hamazon. That happens by every Friday night. So he has the tzlach l'chor yipala, al b'chol el Shabbos v'lo yata tzakir about a kos of Kiddush and Berachas Hamazon. So says the tzlach, that might not be an answer, that might not be a problem, because, as we've said in the sugis that we discussed last week, Berachas Hamazon might be a hefsik. That's why you dafka need a new Bray Paragafen. So that's why those two aren't mitztarev to form a problem of zugos, to have the kiddush and the brechas amazon. The vada yadash in koshal kiddush mitztarev, the kosher brechas amazon, the brechas amazon kamo has a chadas. El shay kashal, that's why he was only asking about the first two kosos, the last two kosos. That's why the tzlach says it's specifically a problem on Leil Pesach. The second source I wanted to quote, which was quoted probably in every shir yesterday, I looked around, I saw that everybody quotes this Rebbeinu Bachai, in the Shulchan Shel Arba. And I thought I'd never quoted the Shulchan Shel Arba inside, so I thought I'd quote it. And also, he adds something, if you look inside, that wasn't quoted in the other sources. Shulchan Shel Arba is a sefer written by Rebbeinu Bachai, it's in the Kisvei Rebbeinu Bachai, which mostly is the Kata Kemach. The first two-thirds of this sefer is the Kata Kemach, which is Rebbeinu Bachai's sefer on philosophy, on all different yesodos. He talks about emunah and staka and all different midos and maisim. And then in the second half, he has a few shorter, the Masada Rav Kook put together a few shorter svarim of his commentary on Pirkei Avos, Shulchan Shel Arba, which is all about, he writes it as Akdama, that there are so many mitzvahs that we do when we eat at meals. Netilas Yadayim, brachos, how we eat, eating with Derech Eretz, giving other people first, Berachas Hamazon. So he says he needs to write a sefer that's mechazik people regarding the mitzvahs that they eat, because there are so many things that they can do wrong when they eat as well. So that's why he has a whole sefer called Shulchan Shel Arba. Why is it called Arba? He talks about many different reasons why it's called Arba. He splits it up into four sections. We're made of four humors, and the food foods mechazik us. So all different reasons why he called it Shulchan Shel Arba. But in there, on page Tuf Pei Zayin, he talks about this Isser of Zugos, which again is somewhat beyond our Havana, but at least in a certain sense, this is a Rishon, and this is what he quotes. V'tam Isser of Zugos. Lefi, why? Tam laharchokas hashnios shehema nifradim mikoach haechad v'hazugos mikoach hashnios. We believe, we know, in the third mitzvah say is the unity of Hashem. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Echad, and because of that, kedei legvoa belev inyan achdus v'hisrachik me'emunas hashnios, in order to distance ourselves from anything that smacks of anything that's dualism, anything that has would might take us away from this thinking of achdus. So whenever it comes to mitzvos, especially, we don't like to do even number items. Al pi kabbalah, v'chemin hashlius ve'eluk, not just two, but 2, 4, 6, 8, etc. Two is the root of it all. Two, everybody's going to agree is aser, even though there will be some opinions that stretch it to above two. Al kein aser azugos afilu bitvarman echalim v'hanishtim, even stop eating and drinking. Why? Ki ru'uyim heim ho'inyanim hativiyim liyosam os v'simin le'inyanim haruchaniyim. Right, the physical items should reflect our spiritual goals and our spiritual beliefs. So that's why he says anything to do with zugos, we try to stay away from. B'shekvar yadata, because as we know, ki hadeos ha'amitios tzrichos hein lepeulos. As the Sefer HaChinuch writes in many times, we are influenced, our thoughts are influenced by our actions. So if we act regarding not in the realm of shnios, of pairs, so too that will affect our beliefs, and that will help our yichud Hashem. That's what he says. And then he adds, this part was not quoted, but Ma'aseh Bereishis, look at Ma'aseh Bereishis. We know on the second day of creation it does not say Ki Tov. various reasons given why it doesn't say kitov on the second day. So he says it's because shnios, it's because the because that was the pair, that was the first day that you have one, Hashem Echad, Yom Echad. It's not the reason why it's Yom Echad, because Shekash Baruch Hu was the only one. But every day after that, that was Sheni. Where did the word Sheni come from? Sheni second. Because for the word Shanui, Mishuna, change. You change something. Even for the word Sheni, we always say a second, because a second is always changing from the fact that beforehand you only had one. That's Sheni. And then he says, if you look at every day in creation, after day two, there's always something wrong. There's always a fight. There's always an argument that every day, and that is a result, he says, of the day two, which was the a beginning problem. He says, "V'hine yom sheni siba l'kulam ki kulan bo kocho v'nimshach anachrav." What was the fight? On the third day, we have the totzi aretz eitz pri. Rashi quotes this, that the trees were supposed to give out fruit that tasted like eitz pri, and it brought out eitz osa pri. It didn't taste, the fruit didn't taste like what it was supposed to taste like. On day four, we know the levana was fighting; he wanted to be the only melech. On day five, right, we know the levyasan, the two levyasans fought with each other, and one of them killed the other. One of them was fighting with the other one. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to put one away for lasid lavo. Another one on day six was on the marishon. On the menchava was were chote. But all of those chatam, all of that machlokes, says Rabbi Bachai here in Shulchan Shel Arba, it was all goes back to day two, because that was the Siva of the Kulan, that was when the Shnios started. So because of this idea, we try to be marchik in our behavior, in our actions, not to be involved in Zugos today, because again, that will bring upon ourselves Kabbalistically negative forces. So that's what Rabbeinu Bachai says there. Again, there are those that say maybe it was we don't do Zugos Bizman Hazeh. We'll get to that a little bit later, if we have to be worried about it or not. Okay, so the third answer. What about Zugos of Tanaim? What do you mean?
I'm in Paris, you know.
They you're allowed to walk around in Paris.
No. When we thought about, you know, Abba
and Roma. Did they? Right, so we talk. Oh, the Zugos. The Zugos, like in Pirkei Avos. Shmai Naftalion and the Zugos. So again, we call them Zugos. That's not, we're going to get to this, but at the end of the day, a Chazonish that talks about two kinds of Zugos. And hopefully that'll answer. That's not included. People aren't included. Okay, just two other Ha'aris on the end of yesterday, and that is Lel Shimurim Hu. So there's interesting halachas that have come out of this Agadata. Lel Shimurim Hu, Lel Mishumur Rabam and Amazikin. That's what the Ramah quotes in Hilchas Pesach, the Minog, not to say all the other paragraphs of Hamapil on Pesach night. The Ramah says, V'nogim Shlo Likros Al Mitaso Rak Parshas Shema. We say all these paragraphs to protect us. Why? According from this Agada to Gemara, Ramah quotes the Minhag is only to say Shema. The Mishnah Berurah says, and the Bracha of Hamapil. But to say the everything, Vihinoam, and the other paragraphs, that Hamalach Goel, and all the others, there's a Minhag that one does not have to say that, because it's Lel Shimurim. There's even the Chok Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch quotes other opinions that we leave the door open. We don't lock the door on Pesach night. And then he quotes others that maybe it's, we live in a neighborhood that Shchiya Chazeka, so we shouldn't leave the doors open. I think most people nowadays close the door. But again, there's this minute quoted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us, and we have a munas, so that's why we leave the door open. That's a halacha that we learn out from the Lel Shimurim line. And then we have the last line. The last line, Ravina's answer of the question, how can the Rabbanim be Mesakein? Now we're getting on to Kuf Yudam and Aleph. And that is, they were Mesakein for Derecheres, but each one is a mitzvah ba'apei nafshehu. Each one of the mitzvah ba'afinafshe. On this Gemara, you wouldn't think so, but there is a huge discussion in the Rishonim about something that we alluded to before, and that is, how many Bar Piragafins do we make on Lel HaSeder? So Armin, the big of Ashkenaz, and this is the Ramah, four Bar Piragafins. Four Bar Piragafins. And that is based on, partially, this line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, hey, there's no problem of Zugos. Each coast is a separate coast, is a separate mitzvah. So the Rif, and the Ran notes this, that the Rif quotes his Rebbeim, and this is what many Rishonim say, that is why we say a separate Bar Piragafen on every coast. Even though, let's take the third and the fourth coast. You say Bar Piragafen, you run through Halal, you say another Bar Piragafen. There was no Allah Geffen in between 10 minutes ago. If you wouldn't be on the Seder night, you wouldn't make it, why make another Bar Piragafen for? That is why some Rishonim, the Rambam, and others, and the Shulchan Aruch, says no, only make two Bar Piragafens, first and third. First one, because that's the first one. The second one, no, the second one's covered by the first one. And then the third one is right after benching, so you have to make a new one. But you don't make a new one for the fourth one. You can say, Hindi Mukhlim Zuman if you want, and then drink the cup. You don't make another bracha. But some Rishonim say, based on this Gemara, Mitzvah Bapei Nafshehu, first four words on today's Amud, on today's daf, that is a reason to say a separate bereper gavet on each one, because it's a separate mitzvah. Each mitzvah merits, yes, you're right, usually, but regarding Hilchas Brachos, this would not be called a hefzik, because, you know, you're already Yotze, but because each one is a separate mitzvah, so that is why each one gets its own bracha. Yeah?
What about Kosher
Eliyahu?
Which is number 5.
Right, that's a Rishus. It's a Machlokas Rishon, whether you have a Kosher Kos Chamishi. Nobody drinks that.
Nobody drinks it.
Nobody drinks Kosher Eliyahu. I mean, Eliyahu hopefully drinks it, if you bang the table enough. Right, but but again, you generally, we, you know, nobody drinks this. What's the shot? Yes, I just wanted to read you the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Taf Ayin Dalad, here's the Machlokas. Shosek Kos Sheni Ve'ein Mevarech Alav. Shulchan Aruch. Lo bracha rishonim, lo bracha achronim. We don't make a new bracha. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah quotes here the rishonim. Even though each one is a separate mitzvah, because makom kivan to lack a hesach hadas mishtia, we don't have any hesach hadas. So kishabirach al kos rishon haya yodeya sheyish to od kos. Right? You know you can make a, have another kos. Hilchach lo boy lebruchei. You don't have to make a new bracha. Right? So that's the Shulchan Aruch. She'ein mevarchin reper gafin kiim al koshel kiddush ve'al koshel berachas amazon. That's the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. V'ein mevarchin al gafin kiim achar kos. And you don't make an ala gefen till after the fourth cup. The Ramah, Hagah, Vihaminag, Bein HaAshkenazim, Levarech Bracha Rishona, Al Kol Kos Vakos. Right? Because that's the Minag of Ashkenazim. Number one, because of this Gemara, each one is a separate mitzvah. But also number two, and that is, if you drink the Kosos one right after another, four cups right after another. So we had it last week. There's an aspect that you're not Yotzei. Right? You're not Yotzei, you might be Yotzei Deyayim, you're not Yotzei Yedecherus. You're not Yotzei, you have to bring the bracha, Seder HaBrachas. So says the Ramah, Haraya, that each one, you have to have a hefsek in between. You're not allowed to drink it one after another. You have to do something in between these brachas, the first and second. So that reflects that there's a separation, and therefore you have to get a new prayer agafen. So that's just a question of time. You have to do something in between. You have to say something in between. So that is why, because v'chein das rova gaonim, this is the shita most of the gaonim to make separate brachas. That's what he says. The mishayisla b'hagada aser lishtos. We have without allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup. That's another issue that might make them separate. Again, that's the machlokas b'chaber and the Ramah. The minhag of Ashkenaz is to make their own bracha. And finally, the last point, and then we will move on. That is a comment the Rishash has on this Gemara. The Rishash on this line of the Gemara says, "Mitzvah ba'api nafshehu." So it sounds like, says the Rishash, what if you don't have enough wine for four cups? You don't have enough wine for two. So do we say that the Dalet Kosos are ma'akev zeze or not? This comes up by various mitzvahs. If you only have one tefillah shel rosh, one tefillin is a tefillah. Only have one tefillin. You put on the shel rosh. Let's say somebody Rechon Aslan has a injury on their arm. They can't put on tefillin on their arm. You put on the shel rosh or not? So I think we might have discussed in the past that we hold the tefillin are not ma'akev zedzeh. You put one on. You put on the shel rosh. If you only have the shel rosh, you put on the shel yad. If you only have the shel yad, they're not ma'akev zedzeh. Even though, right, forgetting the brachas issue now. What about tchelas and lavan? Tchelas and lavan we pass are not ma'akev zedzeh. What about dalad minim? Dalamina by Lulav, they are ma'akiv zezeh. You can't just have, if you only have adasim, okay, I'll shake adasim, what can I do? I don't have a lulav. No, it means nothing. Right? That's not called chasi shir. Chasi shir is if you have, half of a mid, you have half of a gezeis of matzah, but you have matzah. Hadasim, you don't have dalaminim. So what about dalakosos? Chachamim were talking dalakosos. So what do you say? Says the Rishash on this Gemara, it sounds like, when it says mitzvah api nafshehu, that each one is a separate mitzvah. And if I don't have enough, so I'll do one. Question the poskim, which one do you do? You only have one. So, which is the most important one to do? So, Rafsi Pesach in Mikrai Kodesh, Chelik Beis quotes the Magen Avram in Tapei Gimel. He says, if you only have one, you should use it for Kiddush, and if you have a second one, use it for Berachas Amazon. He gives reasons why you go the first and then the third, and then what is the next one? Puts Machlokas, but he has a discussion about what you're supposed to do. But then he says as follows, quoting this Rishash. Says the Mikrai Kodesh, really, he thinks the Takanas Dalet Kosos Yishtei Mitzvahs. There are really two aspects of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Number one, Shtias Dalet Kosos Derech Cherus. The Shtia of Dalet Kosos, which altogether creates a feeling of Cherus and reflects the feeling of Cherus Laharis Asatzmo Kilu Hu Yatsubi Mitzrayim. That's number one. And number two, Mitzvah Kol Chad V'chad. Each one of them is a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Halal Alakos, there's a mitzvah of Berachas Amazon Alakos, there's a mitzvah to set up see Pesach. If you don't have all four, you're only going to get one aspect, not the other. The Rishash is right. that each one is amakiv zeh, but that only means regarding each mitzvah bifnei atzma, you should do it. There is a mitzvah of kiddush, and there is a mitzvah of magid, and brachas hamazon, and hallel. But there's also a kiyum of doing it all together. And you obviously, if you don't have all four, you miss that kiyum. That you're not going to have. You can't say you have everything perfectly if you don't have all four kosos. So that's what he says. The Afshar Shah Mitzvah Ha'achas, Shabbatakanat Dalat Kosos, Hainashkiyas Dalat Kosos, Ein Yotzid Bapachas Bidalat. Ulaba Mitzvah Hashnia, Shabbatakanat Dalat Kosos, Chachamim, Sheyu Kala Mitzvah Shalamir Bepeh, Belal Seder Alakos, Ein Ma'akmezeh Azeh, that's what's being referred to in this Gemara. You get the Kiyim of each independent Mitzvah, you don't get the Kiyim of each of the Kiyim of Dalat Kosos altogether. That's a few issues. It's like you think this is in the middle of Zugos, what halacha comes out of it, but we see there's important halachas that come out of the Gemara. Okay, so we're up to Lo Ya'as Etzrachav on the top line. Right? That's what you got up to? Ya'as Etzrachav. Says the Gemara, Lo Ya'as Etzrachav, Trey, what should not be with his wife twice, Amai Nimlachu. Ask the Gemara, why is that a problem? Nimlachu, isn't each Maisa Bia considered separate? One doesn't have plans beforehand what he's going to do. So he has one Maisa Bia, and then afterwards, Nimlachu, if he changes his mind, then it's a new decision. So why should each one be mitzarif with the other one? Amar Abaya Hachikama, you're right. That's not what it's being referred to. Really, it's the following. Lo Yochal Trey, and read the Gersa on the side, which really it's read all together with the earlier phrase in the Brisa. One shouldn't eat Zugos, Trey, V'yaseh Rachav, and then be with one's wife, or Belo Yishteh, or drink Trey, V'yaseh Rachav. Why? Afilu Pamachas. Even one time, Dilma Chalashu Misra. Because after one eats or drinks Zugos, one is the Shadim, so to speak, the evil forces are ready to be shorah on him. And then if he's oset srachah with his wife, even once, he weakens himself. It's tiring. And therefore, he is more susceptible to their dangers in a weak state. So that is why, says the Gemara, the Brisa, that one should be even more careful about Zugos before one does something that tires them out. That's what's meant by the Yaset Srachavish. Tadar Rabbanan, fourth line. Shosik Iflayim Dama Barosho. Somebody drinks twice, then his blood is on his head. Meaning it's his problem. He should be careful about it. Amr of Yehuda, Amos Abizvan Shalom Rapanei Ashuk. That's only if he doesn't go take a walk in between. Aval Rapanei Ashuk, but if he goes to take a walk in between, or just be other, then it's no problem. Because that's mafsik. Amar Avashi, Chazino Leil Rav Chananya Bar Bibi, Da'akol Kasa Havi Nafik. I saw about Rav Chananya Bar Bibi that on every coast he went out, V'chazi Ape Shuka, and he went out to see the Shuk, he went out to the marketplace. So now the Gemara says two other limits. V'lo Amron, when do we say that it's a problem of drinking Zugos? Elo Latzeis L'Derech. If you, right before you go out on your way, that's a dangerous situation, you're going to go out, so that's when you're going to have to be careful about Zugos beforehand. Avo Bebe Solo, but if you're just staying home, no problem with Zugos. Because you're not in a specific makam sakana, so therefore there's no problem with staying home after drinking Zugos. Amar Abzeira, V'lishan K'latzeis L'Derech Dami. And going to sleep is just like Latzeis L'Derech. That's also a makam sakana. Going to sleep, so that is the same halacha. One shouldn't drink Zugos before they go to sleep. Right? This is why we say hamapil at night, because hamapil is protection, and hamapil and all the other psukim, b'yadchav kidruchi, so that's why, because sleeping is like Latzeis L'Derech. I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes on this Gemara. He quotes from earlier Achronim. Where is it? He quotes from the Marivayo that the Gam Yashin Bayom Sarech Lomar Vihi Noam Kodem Hashena. Even if somebody takes a nap in the afternoon, so you don't say Hamapil then, there's no talking about Hamapil, but he thinks maybe one should say certain psukim of protection even before they go to sleep in the afternoon. Because again, it's because of this Gemara, it's Lasse Shaina's Kalasis Laderach, Levi's Bechim Sakana, so say Vinoam, it's a parak of Tehillim, no problem. So therefore, he thinks that one should say that based on this Gemara. Amar of Papa. A third case which symbolizes a plate makam sakana, going to the bathroom. One shouldn't drink Zugos. Go out to the shuk, or go to sleep, or go to the bathroom. Ask the Gemara Babesa lo, but if somebody stays home, they don't have to be worried about it. Rava, Rava, Mani Kishure. Rava, when he used to be home, when he wasn't going out, and he was drinking, he used to count the boards on the ceiling of his house to make sure he wouldn't lose track of how many kosos he's drinking. He drinks one, he's like, okay, that one board, two board. He used to keep track. He wasn't even going anywhere. For Abaya, Kishasi chad kasa, whenever Abaye drank one cup, mankin like imate shrei kase betray yade. So his mother used to hold two kosas out to him to make sure he always drank an odd number. He drank one, so she would have two more. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Kiavishasi Trey Kasi, when he has to drink two, Michael Ishami Kharkasa. So then his servant used to hold out one to make sure he drank a third. Kharkasa, when he drank one, Michael Trey Kasi Bishayade. So his servant used to hold out two. Because the Gemara specifically says two in two hands. Because you shouldn't have two cups in one hand. That's also Zugos. Not sure. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. You see, even rabbis who did not go out Laderech used to be worried about Zugos.
Is this only water or is it?
It doesn't specify. It does not specify. It's not going to be. It doesn't say water, but it's at least wine. We're going to see. It could be beer, but it could be any liquid. The Gemara does not specify which liquid. Also, just by the way, the Gemara spoke about how Abaye's mother here found another place, a number of places where Abaye's mother died when she was young, and that's why it's called Abaye. So that the Rashbam just says doesn't really mean his mother. It means the mother of Abaye that's referred to all over Shas, which brought him up. So he said, ask the Gemara, so how is it possible? Didn't we say that you don't have to worry about Zugos unless you're going out? And these Rabbanan were worried even though they stayed home? Answers the Gemara, Adam Chashiv Shaini. Adam Chashiv is different. The Shadim really want to get the Adam Anashim Chashuvim, says the Rashbam, and therefore an Adam Chashiv has to be even more careful. One could also say an Adam Chashiv has to be careful people are going to be looking at them and not realize the difference between staying home and going out. So that's why an Adam Chashiv has to have more zehiras. Okay, let's talk about this a little bit as well. Adam Chashuv. It says only Anashim Chashuvim have to be worried about Shadim. This partially is the basis for a beautiful piece that Rabbi Yaakov has. Yaakov Kavetsky has an Emes LeYaakov. We mentioned this before in Parshas Va'era to explain the Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos. Let's start with it. It's in Pirush Mishnayos and Avodah Zarah. Starts with a halacha. This is about halacha of Hilchos Shabbos. We'll take it from the Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya in Kuf Ayin Tes. Kuf Ayin Tes is right before Hilchos Nida. It's Hilchos Ma'onenu Machashev. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishanashko Akrav. If somebody gets bitten by a scorpion, Mutter Lilchosh Alav Afilu B'Shabbos. One has a lot of say incantations over the Makkah, even on Shabbos. What would be the potential problem? Refuah, right? You're refuah b'Shabbos. So you're not to do it even on Shabbos, says the Rambam. Says the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to skip a line for a minute. The Shulchan Aruch finishes off, Ha'olu m'sukanhu, because it's dangerous, he tiru they matur it, k'deish lo titarif die to Allah. So he doesn't get, have tiruf adas. That's where you're allowed to make these incantations. Now let's read the whole Shulchan Aruch, because it's based on the Rambam. Mishanashko akra mutar lo chashalot afilu b'Shabbos. V'af alpi she'ein ha'davar mo'el klum. Even though it doesn't help at all, says the Rambam, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Ho Musukanu itiru k'deish lo tiruf tahiyai. The guy believes it. The guy believes it, so therefore you're allowed to do it. He doesn't have tiruf adas. This is based on the Rambam in Perek Ravi in the Pirush Mishnayos and Avodah Zarah. This is where the Rambam says that many of the Gemaras, he doesn't say what he does with the Gemaras, but many of the Gemaras that talk about Shaitan, that talk about these evil forces, these incantations, the Isurim of Chover Chaver, the Isurim of following certain magic, that's all because it's meaningless and it's worthless, says the Rambam. It's not that that's just an Avodah Zarah. It's just it doesn't work, says the Rambam. Ki ha-philosophim ha-shleimim einam ma'aminim betalisman el-alogim lahem. Vi ha-filu tovim v'chasidim me'anshi tarasenu choshvim she'en dvarim nechonim el-sheim yisurim itala tar bavad ve'enam yodim she'en dvarim betelim ushkarim. Right, the Rambam says people don't realize that they're worthless and meaningless, and they him shorish avodah zara va'anafeha sha'asheker harishon mishpatei hamazalos, etc. And then he says ubo kale hadeos achreichen umasu osam svarim vosan dvarim v'damu shehem emes. They think that it's true, but she's not lahetiv ve'enim yodim shehem shkarim shenasu b'zman nesuyam l'toelas manis. Yeah. See, so he connects it to, he doesn't say, it's not real, it's not why the Torah asked it. The Torah asked it because it's meaningless. It leads to Avodah Zarah. But really, it is worthless. That is the Shita of the Rambam. And that is what where the Avodah Zarah gets this line. So based on this, the Gra, so if you ever learn the Sugya, this Gra is well known. So the Gra on Bir HaGra, on this Shulchan Aruch, quotes HaRambam, he quotes the source of the Shulchan Aruch, HaRambam, the Kachar, Kasev Apirsha Mishnayis, Leperakala Vesh Kochavim, Abal kol habayim acharav chalku alav. Everybody who came after the Rambam argues on him. Shari harbi lachashim nemru begamara. Read the Gemara. Look how many stories there are. Those are all metaphors. Doesn't sound like so many Gemaras about magic. For who nimshach achar ha-philosophy. The Rambam was pulled after philosophy. V'lachin kasav shekshafim v'shemos v'lachashim v'shedim v'kemios hakolu sheker. That's what the Rambam says it. Aval kvar hiku oso akad kado. They've already banged him over the head though. I mean, the Rambam's wrong. Shehari matzinu harvi maasios b'gemara apishemos ukshafim. Right, there are many stories, and he quotes a bunch of Gemaras, Shabbos Pe'alof, Sanhedrin, he quotes all these Gemaras, Igla Tilsa, etc. V'harbi kayotzi bazeh, v'hal philosophy hit ato. Philosophy tricked him. Berov lekha l'faresha Gemara hakol b'derech ha-leitzi. Right, they tricked it to interpret the Gemara all as metaphors. V'la'akar osa mipshatan. V'chas v'shalom. This is the Gemara talking now. Eini ma'amin bahem v'lo mehem v'lo mehamonam. Ela kol ha-dvarim heim kepashtan esh yesh lahem pnimius. Lo pnimius shal ba'alei ha-philosophy sheheim chitzonius. Ela shal ba'alei ha-emes. That is the Gemara's strong language against the Rambam that I think the Rambam is wrong. So is there any way to rehabilitate and help the Rambam? What is the Rambam? So the Rambam reads all the Gemaras as metaphors. So that's where Rabbi Yaakov comes in. And that's what might be related, where's Rabbi Yaakov? To our Gemara. And that is the Rabbi Yaakov says on the Chartumim by Mitzrayim in Parshas Va'era. So he quotes, he doesn't quote the Rambam, that's quoted in the footnotes, but he says, nearly. He says, why aren't there Mechashvim or Shedim or Dibukim, Bisman Hazeh? See, he quotes nearly de be'emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Masad of the world as follows. She'ilu lo haya kein ha'isa b'chira netulam eis ba'alei ha'seichel. The world has to be balanced. Whenever there's Kedusha in the world, there also has to be Tum in the world. For us to have b'chira chavshis. When there's great koach ha'kedusha in the world, there has to be great koach ha'tum in the world. Just like each of us personally have b'chira chavshis, we spoke about yesterday in the drasha, so to every the world in general has to have b'chira chavshis. So in a time of the world when there is nevuah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing nusim gluyim, there has to be tremendous kochos atum in the world. That's why earlier in history there have to be all of these magic and chover chaver and all these other powers. Because it has to be balanced. Bismana Mishnah, Bismana Gemara, there were baskols, or blaz lo bashamayim hi, there was already heavenly voices then. So then there were shadim. Then the world was balanced. There has to be kochos then. But as the generations went on, says Rabbi Yaakov, the kochos hakedusha went down, so the kochos hatumah went down. That's why, bizman hazeh, there are none of these forces. He says, "Hin emes shekshavratzon molech hazadam." You're right, people. Let's read with the part. Abukshayin neviim, vayinostim oso sumofsim lachaim divrei Hashem. Ilu lo hayu kshafim shegama yedeyim ayefshalasos mofsim haisa bechira betela ukamosha asaparo. So Kodesh Baruch Hu has to level the playing field throughout history. That's where Rabbi Yaakov says why there aren't mechashvim. And then at the end he says, right, he does relate to it, this is to explain the sheet of the Rambam. So he quotes the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in Avodah Zarah, and then he says, Afir Bashakasati Efshar, the Rambam doesn't say this. The Rambam doesn't say this was earlier in history, but this is what the Rabbi Yaakov says to explain the Rambam. Efshar, Shesovar HaRambam, the Bizman HaGemara, Shoyuha Moraim Shebekochem Ayala Hachios Mesim, right, the Rambam made a golem, right, Lacholon that flows, Behechach Hokuchu Gamma Kocha Shal Shedim, Kizel Umazel Asalokim, Vim Kocha Kdusha Betakvo, Kamochin Kocha Tuma Betakvo, Barak Biyamenu, because we have very low Kochos HaRuchaniim, that's why we have low Kochos HaTuma as well. So that's why maybe the Rambam would agree, says Rabbi Yaakov, to the Gemara's Bizman HaGemara. As a smach to this, the Tosfos in Yuma says, he just knows that we don't have Shade to Bizman HaZeh. Ayin Ayin Zayin. Umasha Olam in Nisharan Achshav Bazeh. Regarding Zugos. The Tosfos already says that we're not machmer about Zugos today. L'vishe Ein Osa Ruach Ra Shore Be'elu Amalfius. K'moshe Ein Nisharan Al Gilui, about water left over, about snakes, for all Zugos, etc. So again, that is Rabbi Yaakov, that's the Gra, that's the Rambam, that's some of the action that appears on this Gemara. Okay, now we continue, and that's, why did I relate to this now? Because Adam Chashav Shiny. So Anashim Chashuvin, the demons really want to get to. So earlier generations were much more Chashuvin than us. So this line might be the basis, doesn't quote it, but it relates to Rabbi Yaakov's idea that Anashim Chashuvim are more subject to Shadim than the Rov Am. Okay, now we move a little bit. Amar Ula, Asara Kosos, Ein Vayim Mishum Zugos. Ula says, 10 you don't have to be worried about zugos. Once you get to the number 10, but the number, you're already in double digits, therefore you don't have to be worried about zugos. Ula the time, Ula goes l'shita. So to Amar Ula, Bamila b'masisa tana. Some say it was Ula, some say it was a braisa. Asar kosas tikkun chacham l'beisa avel. Chazal were misakein 10 cups of wine to give an avel in the shiva house. And if it's true that 10 is a problem, so how can Rabbanah do such a thing? Put the avel, especially an avel. Avel has vidas adin, that's show around the family. So you don't want to do anything. That's why we don't say tachron to the base of avel. Because there's vidas adin here. We don't want to bring any more din. Avel, so that's why he says 10 is not a problem. But Ula says avel tzmanya, 8 is a problem. But 10th the cutoff. 10 and up is not a problem. Rav Chisda, Rav Barfuna, Dami Travai, you know, they say even less. Shalom. What's shalom? Shalom is the 7th word of the pasuk in Birchas Kohanim. The third pasuk, Yar Hashem Panav Elecha V'Yaseh Mecha Shalom. This is the fourth pasuk. So Shalom is the code word for 7. Shalom, 7, L'tova Mitztarif L'ra Lo Mitztarif. Because it connects to that word Shalom, which is a beautiful word, so therefore 7 and up, the Zugos do not have power on. 7 is always Lo Mitztarif for good. So let's say you did 6, you drank 6, that's a problem. But once you have the 7th, it's good, it works for your benefit. And once you have 8, then it's as if you didn't have a 7. So it's still 7. And once you have 9, then it adds. So every time it's added in when you want it to be added in, and it's taken away when you don't want it to be taken away. So Shalom, L'tova Mitztarif, L'ra Lo Mitztarif. In other words, Aval Shisa, Yedrim Shibzugos. This opinion holds 6 is the cutoff. Above 6 is not a problem, because the 7th one will always work to your benefit. Rabba Rav Yosef, Amr Shavayu, Vichuneka, which is fifth word in its pasuk, right, the second pasuk of Birchas Kohanim, L'tovim Mitzarif, L'rolam Mitzarif, meaning 5 always works to your benefit. Aval Arbo, Yishvim Shibzugo, so 4 is the limit. So far we have an Amor that says only up to 8, only up to 6, only up to 4, and now we have Abai Barav, Amr Shavayu, Vichmarecha, L'tovim Mitzarif, L'rolam Mitzarif, even 3 works to your benefit, and therefore only 2 is the problem. V'yadza Rabba L'taymei, Rabba goes according to his reasoning, the Rabba Atkinu L'Rabbana Barba Kosos. Rabba, when the rabbis used to leave his house, he used to give them 4 cups of wine, af, and therefore, so you see, he wasn't worried about 4. He's only worried about 2. Alva got the Isak Rabba Balavai, even though Rabba, one rabbi, was nizok, was hurt after he left Rabba's house, L'chash L'hal L'milsa, Rabba didn't think it was because if he gave him the wine, it was something else. Amar, Ahumi Shadosu the Pirkei Havi. He asked me a very chutzpahdik question during the shir. So that's why he got punished, not because I gave him the zugos. So therefore, he's Rabba did not think it was a problem. So again,
how come Rabba had to count the beams of his house?
How come Rabba counted the beams of his house? That was Rabba? That was Rabba. I don't know.
Rabba, by Dal Kosos, Rabba gave a different answer.
Why? Rabba gave a different answer. Right, that question I think I saw. I saw the question why he wasn't worried. Right, the Rashbam, right at the bottom. Right, he was Choshesh L'Kshafim at least. That could be the answer too. Even though he's not Choshesh L'Zugos, he's Choshesh for Kshafim, which is a lower level, we're going to get to in a minute, a lower level type of problem. So that probably was why he counted the beams too. Amar Rav Yosef. So again, according to some, so there are different shitas about how much you have to be worried about. 2 for sure. Because 2 is the source of it all. Like we had that Rabbeinu Bachai, that's the second day of creation, is the source of all the later problems. So that's why 2 is a problem according to everybody. Amar Rav Yosef. Amar Li Yosef Shida. Ashmadai, right, so Yosef the Shade told me. Ashmadai Malka the Shidi. Ashmadai, the king of the Shadim. Mamunu Akuli Zuge. He is the one who controls all the demons that are going to attack you about Zugos. The king is in control. So is that a good thing or a bad thing for us? The fact that he said a king is in control. So Gemara has 2 versions. Either Umakalu Ikri Mazik, a king is not going to be a Mazik. He's a king. Ish Chashuv. So that means that Zugos aren't such a problem. Because the king's in charge. Or Ikadamila, no, the high geese, the other rabbi, just the opposite. Malka Raschanu, a king could be an angry king. My devoy of it, whatever king wants to do, he'll do. He doesn't have to even go to his, doesn't have to make any decisions. Shamelach, Poritz Gather, Lassos, Loderef, Emochen Biado. If a king wants to build a highway through your backyard, he's allowed to do it. He can do whatever he wants. So two ways to understand that statement of Yosef the Shade. Amra Papa, Amrli Yosef Shida. Papa says, Yosef Shade told me this. Betray Katslinan, Ba'arba lo Katslinan. If you have Zugos of 2, that's very strong, undiluted Zug, and therefore that person's life is in danger. 4, lo Katslinan, we never kill on 4. Ba'arba Maskinan, we just damage by 4. Betray, another difference, by 2, Ve'en B'shogig B'Mezid. whether he did it, realizing or not that he had zugos. Barba b'mezid and b'shogig lo. Four is only b'mezid and not b'shogig. V'ishtali b'ikri b'nafik. So let's say somebody did it. Somebody drank zugos and now he's outside. What should he do? What should he do to protect himself? Says the Gemara, Maitakante, what should he do? Lintko zikfa di day. He should take his thumb, the amina, his right thumb, biyadi dismali, and put it in his left hand. Vizakfa dismali biyada di amina, meaning go like this somehow, like hold his thumbs together. In other words, what does this symbolize? You're becoming one. Achdus. Right, you're trying not to have any symbolized zugos. You put your hands together. Vene machi, and say the following. Atun va'anoha tlasa. You and me are three. V'shamulei da'amar atun anoha arba. If he hears a voice that said, no, we're four, meaning we're a zug. Namele atun anoha misha. No, we're five. V'shamulei da'amar atun anoha shisa. If he hears, no, we're six. Namele atun anoha shiva. You should say, no, we're seven. And you keep going. Havi uvda. There was even a story. Ad mea v'chad. Until it went up to 101. Upaka shida. And the demon burst. And that's the way to protect oneself. Okay. Amar ameimar. Amemar says, Amrli reached Tinhi Denashim Kashvanios. The head Mechashefes told me the following. Hi, my Depagabu Benashim Kashvanios, Nemahachi. How do you protect yourself from a Mechashefes, from a woman who does magic? So you should say the following. Chari Chachamimi burned Tsoa, Betikuve Bazie in broken baskets, Lufumaychu Nashi Dacharishaya. Should be put in your mouth of these women. Karach parchaychi, your hair should be pulled out. Parach parchaychi, the crumbs that you use to do your kishuf should blow away. Ibader tavunaychi, your spices should be separated. Parchazika lumorika chadasa, did not tisu nashim kashvanios. The special spices and the herbs that you use should be blown away in the wind. Adchanani v'chananchi, lo asisi lago. Up until now, I had Rachmanis on myself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on me, and you had Rachmanis on me, meaning I never met you before. Hashadasi silugo, now that I've met you, karchanchi v'chananchi. So I feel a little karanchi, a little more bold, a little more susceptible. So, I'm davening, I'm praying that I get out okay. Period. Okay, so if you ever eat a isha mechashefes, that's what you say. But ma'arava lo kapi azugi in Eretz Yisrael, they were not makbed on zugos. Rav Dimi min arda kapi afila rishba de chavisa. Rav Dimi was makbed even the marks on the barrel. They used to mark how much was in the barrel and how much they sold it for. He was even makbed on that, on those marks, not to have an even number. Havi uvdu upaka chavisa. There was a time when they had an even number and the whole barrel burst. Klala de milsa. Okay, important two lines. Just stay for this. Klala de milsa. Kol de kapid kapti bahadei. Anybody who's makpid on zugos, who cares about them, who thinks there's something serious about them, that to him they'll be serious. To him they'll have something about it. Udalokap, and if anybody says, ah, what is this? Zugos, come on. So if you have that attitude, lokap yadei. Then you don't have to be worried about it, they're not going to be backward on you. Umiyo lemechesh liboy. So for bots, they have to be choshesh for it. So, this is a very important line. You ever hear, a Rav gets a lot of shaylos about ayin hara. I don't know about Ayin Hara. He gets a last swear, into the this, and taking food out of a Beis HaAvel, and many Shilas. If you ever go into Smicha, and basically you can't answer Ayin Hara Shilas. I mean, what do you say? I mean, that's what, so basically the answer is like kind of like, how much are you into this stuff? How much do you like, if you're into it, so then, again, it's beyond, it's extra halacha. It's not a shayla. So that's basically what the Rav many times answers. It's based on the Rav Moshe, based on this Gemara. Because this Gemara says about zugos, if you're not worried about it, if you believe in this stuff, so then you have to be worried about it. That's what's said about zugos. The Gemara in Nedarim says it about kishuf. Rav Moshe says it about ayin hara. Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer, in Chelek Bei Simen Chavav, Be'inyin ayin hara. Vada yesh lachush. You should be worried about ayin hara. Some ayin haras are in the Shulchan Aruch, so that's already a halacha. That the Rav will say you have to do it. For example, blood relatives getting an aliyah one after another. A father and a son, two brothers. That's in the Shulchan Aruch. They shouldn't do it mishum ayin hara. But, says the Rav Moshe, aval ein lahakpid harbe. Ki bedvarim ke'elu haklal mandalo kapi lo kaptina bahadeh. Kadum atzina de psachim daf kufyud. Aval ini roe, quote, I don't know what the question was. Doesn't say the question. It says ini roe b'zeh she'ishat tzira shu kederach olam hisaber she'ishayach ayin hara. A regular woman who's gonna normally gets pregnant doesn't have to worry about, I guess, maybe about a red bendel, a pregnant woman wearing a red bendel. I've heard that. So maybe that was the question. Moshe says vada in lahakpid b'zeh. Again, if you're not worried about it, you don't have to be worried about it. So that's the yisod that you get out of this. Right, so he didn't believe in them. Exactly. Exactly. So that may be how the Gemara said. That's why the Rashbam here says, look, but the last line we just read, Ava Lamecha Shliboi, we should be Choshesh. The Rashbam says, what's that one doing there? Because what's this whole Gemara doing here? The Gemara should the Chachamim should just say, don't worry about Zugos. So why did they say that? Why did the Gemara have this whole Gemara? Obviously, said the Rashbam, you have to be worried about it a little bit. That's why the Rashbam says Mechash Liboy. The Meiri on this line says that the Meiri holds like the Rambam. Really, it's meaningless. But the rabbis let them do it. This is what they wanted to do. So let them do it. As long as they're not being over to Vodazara, they're not believing. They think this protects them from evil forces, but they believe in Hashem. But the Meiri says, as long as it doesn't connect to a Vodazara. Others, Bizmanas, they might say, it is a Vodazara. You know, they think that this is a halacha. They think this is a thing that really protects them. But again, depending who you ask. But anyway, the whole issue about that these two lines are very important. Yeah.
But if they're telling you what you're supposed to say to a mechashefet, then isn't that giving validity to their...
Exactly. It's out the Pasha of the Gemara. That's the Rashbam's point. Why are we quoting all these stories and what you're supposed to say and what you're supposed to do? Why don't they just say, think in your head that this is nothing, and then...
But if you do that's it.
But no, the Gemara says
you shouldn't believe in it.
Right, and say 3, 4, 5, 6. That's it. So again...
So say into it, you're not going to convince...
Right,
if so... Right,
maybe it's according to answer the Rashbam's question, like Yisrael just said, if somebody's brought up in a certain way to believe in this stuff, you can stay from today till tomorrow. It's nothing. They're not moving. You know, they're not moving. They have their beliefs, and this is the thing, and this is halacha for them. It's turned into a halacha, and then they're going to do whatever they do. They're going to go through the certain motions. So again, yeah.
Since the Gemara said this line, so many people wrote Sfar are ignoring this line.
So he wrote Svar, what, Hilchas Ayin Hara?
Yeah.
That's
In
Yonim. So many, again, but so many Ayin Hara issues. Like I said, how many are in the Shulchan Aruch? One, two? Have to do a search. But then,
awesome.
What?
Bread, if you drop it, you're going
to... Right, all this stuff.
Right, a few.
A few made it,
but the Shulchan Aruch didn't...
Okay, so the one the Shulchan Aruch had, maybe it was...
Right, that's more credence, right, more of a Mesorah. But other than that, so again, depending on your upbringing, depends.
That's why the upbringing happened.
Right.
People gave credibility over the years.
Right, so you see both sides. You see there is so much in the Gemara, but on the other end, you see the other side as well. Okay. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar Shtei Beitzim Shtei Agozim Shtei Kishuim B'davar Acher Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rav Dimi said, two eggs, nuts, cucumbers, and something else, that's all a halacha l'moshe misinai, that those are zugos, and that's a problem. The Maris Chais and Chagiga on Dav Gimel proves from this Gemara that the language halacha l'moshe misinai is lab dafka. That many times in the Gemara, when it says it doesn't mean it, haraya this Gemara. Because, what, there's halacha l'moshe misinai about zugos? And there's halacha l'moshe misinai that if you don't care about them, so then there's a t'nai in halacha l'moshe misinai that it doesn't work? He says, come on. So it must be that he says sometimes when the Gemara says it, it doesn't mean it. But whatever it is, there's a Mesorah, let's say, there's a Mesorah that these are a problem, and something else. What's the Dabar Acher? We don't know what that other thing is, so the gods are. So it goes by all foods, because we don't know what that other item is, so you can't eat any foods too. And the sheetahs that say 10, 8, 6, and 4 are not a problem. That's only a problem regarding Hezek, real mazikin, avalin shafim, avil tuva namechashida. But regarding magic and kishuf, even more, you should be choshish, right? That's explains Rava and the earlier Gemaras. Like the following story. Kihada hu gavar de girshal debisu, a man divorced his wife. In Savalachanu, she went and married the story, the Baal Makolet. She married the Makolet owner, Kol Yom Avi Ozel v'shasi Chamra. And every day, her former husband came in and got a drink. Right, that was the makolet in town. So he got a drink. And every day she tried to zap him with some kind of spell. He was always very careful. He didn't drink zugos. So it never worked. One time he drank a lot. He forgot the number. He forgot how much he was drinking. Up until 16 shots, he was okay. He had a clear das, and he held his own. After 16, though, he lost count. and he didn't realize how many he had. Afikti bezugah, so he went out. He had an even number. Kavi Ozil, Gaspi Hutaya, when he went out, there was a certain traveler that passed him, Armalay, and the traveler said to him, Gabra Katila Ozil Hacha. Man, you're a dead man. Right? Gabra Katila Ozil Hacha. I don't know what exactly he saw, but all of a sudden, Ozil Chabkila Dikle, all of a sudden he got weak, he grabbed onto a tree, Tzavach Dikla Upaka Hu. And he started squeezing the tree, and all of a sudden he burst. Meaning, after he drank zugos, you see the kishuf was, he drank even more than two. So you see kishuf is strong for even more than two. Okay, nice gemara. The Chumash Hadashin uses this gemara for a halacha. There's a halacha that after in Eben Ezer, the halacha is, based on the gemara in Gittin, that two divorced people are not supposed to live in the same town. If there's only like two or three Yehudim, if it's very, very complicated halachas. Now, in our communities, basically, this doesn't apply because there are so many people and so many towns, there's so many shuls, there's so many stores. But anyway, that's the original halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Misha Girish Ishtom and Anisuin, in the same like Chatzer. Lo Sadr Imo B'Chatzer. Shema Yavo L'Deiz Nus. So on that halacha in Kuf Yotes Zayin in Eved Ezer, the Ramah quotes this Trumas Hadashin that if there's a Rishus Harabim that's mafsik beinayim, it's not a problem, right? Why? Trumas Hadashin said that's a Trumas Hadashin. What's the raya? This story, right? This story, because if it was a problem to live in the same town, even on two different sides of the street, maybe that's why he blew up. There's no raya that Zugo supplied by more than two. Maybe that's why he was chote because he violated this avera. And that's why he blew up, not because of haraya, if there's a street in between, there's no problem, and the only thing he did wrong, I'm talking about a Russia, so it must be that's the only thing he did wrong. That's the truth. That's according to the Ramah. There's the Taz and the Chalkas Mechokik. That's a very weak raya. Yeah? There's no issue of Zeus, but again, the Gemara seems to assume that he was susceptible because he violated Zugos. So Shmuel Hadashin says, hey, maybe he was susceptible, and we try to bring a raya. So he says, maybe he was susceptible because he violated this Issa D'Rabbanan. So Chagas B'Chokik says the rayos are kalushos. The Taz says maybe he was a rasha, who says? So anyway, but the Shmuel Hadashin quotes the story, amazingly, as a raya for a halacha. Yeah?
I understand. Gemara concludes made a general rule. If you believe in Zugas, one thing is and then all of a sudden goes back to Zugas.
Right.
Not only that, but in that story, before Gemara says that if you drink above 7, above 10,
right,
it doesn't work in you now.
Right, so how could the Gemara say it? So you're right, so that's why maybe many in the Gemara did believe, or at least were choshesh about it. So again, there were some forces back then that, more things happened then than happened today.
Why was this all the way at the end?
I'm not sure why they brought it here. Maybe that was only regarding the Gemara only said it regarding Zugos, but here it's talking about Kishuf Zugos for Mazik, and here it's talking about Kishuf, which is a different power. So it might be that only the Gemara only applied it in one specific application. Let's continue. I'm Rabbi Avira. Ka'aros v'kikaros ain't v'mshim Zugos. Plates and cakes, there's no problem of Zugos. Why? Klala de Milsa, Kol Shagamar Bidei Adam, Ein Bam Mishum Zugos. Because anything that is man-made, there's no problem of Zugos. So cake is made by a man. Plates, that's not natural. Gamar Bidei Shemayim, B'milei Do Bechal Chashirin. Only if it's made by Shemayim, fruits, and anything that's naturally grown and eat it, so that you have to be worried about Zugos. So what about wine? What about wine? So that's the Bikasha that we're showing him here. Tosus Rid here says that wheat you can't eat raw. So when you make it, that's considered Gamro Bidei Adam. But grapes you could have raw. So you changed it, but because you could have eaten it naturally off the ground, so it's still in the category of Gamro Bidei Shamayim. That's one answer. Yayin Mavushal. Okay, but there's another answer. This is what I said earlier. We're going to get to. The Chazon Ish in Arvei Pesachim says, V'nira, T'trei in Yonei Zugos Yesh. So the two types of Zugos. What he would call, number one, Zugos in objects. Shtei beitzim, shtei egozim, shtei kishuin. Afilum ochlan ha'adam shabas. What if you eat two eggs at once? It's still a problem of Zugos. Why? Yishim shim Zugos. Mach mashin Zugos ba'atzman. There's Zugos inherently. And then type two, there's Zugos b'ma'asei adam. Upanim shem ma'asav shal adam heim Zugos. Kamo sha'amru. Lo yikaneach trei, lo yaseh tzracha trei. Right? So it says that's two types of Zugos. And he says, ubishtiyas beis kosanami. Drinking two cups are chash of Zugos called the Maas of Shaladam. But beis kikaros to beis kaaros, he says, but two kikaros, two kikaros, lo chashivi kishtei maasios, vein kan zugos, b'masav, eloshein zugos ba'atzman, ula ze amrina degare bidei adam, les be mishim zugos. When do you have the chiluk of bidei adam and bidei shamayim? That's only regarding zugos type 1, objects. Regarding objects, you go by only something that's made by Hashem and not by a person. But regarding zugos, regarding maisim of a person, so that chiluk doesn't apply. And even if it's gamer b'day adam, like wine, still the problem would apply. Okay, that's the Chazon Ish in Arvei Pesachim. Let's continue. Let's finish up. Chanus ein bei mishim zugos. A store. There's not a problem of zugos. What's a store? Rashi says either you drink in a store or you. Right, where's the Rashi called Tupshatim? Either you drink in two stores, there's no problem, that have a starif, or if you drink in a store, because you're not kavua there, you just happen to be there once, so that's not a problem. Nimlach emem shim zugos, if you have changed your mind in between, it's not a problem either, there's not a starif. Oreach emem shim zugos, a guest, because the guest does not know that he's going to get another kos. So, each one is not mitzarif to each other. Isha ein b'mishim zugos, a woman also, because she is not in charge of the wine. V'isha chashuva chashina, but if you're chashuva, she is the ba'al asabayis. So then, she is in charge, so the two cups can be mitzarif. Amrav, can a brother of Yeshua, is pargus, mitzarif l'tarav, mitzarif l'ra. Is pargus is a drink made up of wine and cabbage, the Rashbam explains. So that's a wine that's used for a health food. So because it's a health food, it's only mitzarif, it only can help you and can't hurt you. So it's one of those objects that adds on to become an odd number, but is left out when it's an even number. Amr Rabbi Nimshvei the Rava, Zuge l'chumra, v'amila Zuge l'kula. Oh, what happens if you drink it and you lose count? So you don't remember. What are you supposed to do? Should you drink one extra just to be safe, or should you not drink one to be safe? So some say, Dafka, drink one extra l'chumra. Why? Because if you had drunk an odd number and now it's an even number, so it's not mitzarif. Because you're only drinking it l'shem to create an odd number, so it's not mitzarif otherwise. And if you had an odd even number, say you're making that, fine. But some say, no, you shouldn't drink anything, lakula. Because not drinking, so if you drank an odd number, wonderful. If you drank an even number, so then you're showing by not drinking anything that you don't care. So that's why, either way, that's the shita of not drinking. Amr of Yosef, trade the chamer b'chad d'shichro lo mitztarif. Two cups of wine and then one cup of beer is not mitztarif. Because wine is more chashuv than beer, so beer cannot be mitztarif to the wine. Trade the shechra b'chad the chamer mitztarif, but two beers and then one wine is mitztarif because the chashav thing is more can be mitztarif to the non chashav. The simanech, how do you remember this? That the more chashav one is mitztarif. The simanech. Oh, we got to stop. Zehaklau kol mechuber lo minachomer mimenu tami minakal mimenu tahar. What does that mean? That's halacha meseches kalim. I think we had this once in Masechta Shabbos, and that is different materials have different minimum shiurim in order to be makabel tuma. The Rashbam quotes part of it. You have this material, it needs 3x3 finger breaths, I suppose. These 4x4, this needs 5x5. So let's say you have one that needs 5x5, and a piece of something that requires 3x3, a more chomer beggar that's attached to it. Says the Mishnah in Kalim, that works, because as long as the more chomer one can be mitzarev to the one that requires more, because it's a more of a beggar. The opposite doesn't work. If you have one beged that's not chashav at all, that requires a very large piece, so that cannot be mitzarif to a more chashav beged. So just like there, the more chashav thing is mitzarif, so to here, by the wine, the more chashav thing is mitzarif. Okay, we'll stop here, and Baruch Hashem, we'll continue with more of these discussions tomorrow. Okay, Baruch Hashem, not tomorrow, Tuesday, we get back to Inyan Pesach.
The
Chachamim
is heavy drinkers, right? Because they number of calls?
16. About. Well, we don't know if that was a Tana. We don't know this guy's name.
Even the issue of having four courses to save or benching, people drink the middle meals too.
Right.
Why is that not an issue? As far as
so according to this, you'd have to make sure.
You
gotta drink an odd number. These issues, like the kishuv and
that's
Rama would believe in real avodah zara. I mean, some other forces.
The Torah wouldn't make it. The guy would stand on his head. You look like an idiot.
Because somebody
Amen.